have been named by the judge. He's preparing to sentence them. They were 15 years old when they lured the transgender teenager to a park near Warrington last February and killed her. Emma Mills from Birchwood Community School, where Deanna and Jenkinson met, described the killer as shy and polite.
I felt like there was a level of responsibility because they'd met at this school, but in terms of actually how we could have in any way have stopped that happening, there were no signs, there were no red flags, which is really difficult in terms of that reflection of what could we have done differently.
A woman who ran over her fiancé after an argument has been jailed for life. Alice Wood murdered 24-year-old Ryan Watson after losing her temper in Cheshire in May 2022. The man police are searching for in connection with Wednesday's chemical attack in London is a convicted sex offender. Abdul Azizi was given a suspended sentence in 2018 before being granted asylum in the UK from Afghanistan. A £1,000 sign-up bonus is being offered as an incentive to fill shortages in early years sector. The recruitment trial across 20 councils in England comes ahead of 15 hours of subsidised childcare being rolled out for working parents of two-year-olds. Some providers claim they don't know what funding they'll receive, but the Education Secretary Gillian Keegan is urging councils to release that information.
We issued all of the rates in November, so every local authority has the funding rates that we are providing, which are much increased funding rates, so everybody can be comfortable that we are putting the investment that's required.
A report shows progress in cancer survival in the UK is now slower than it has been for 50 years. The study warns the country lags behind Australia, Canada, Denmark and Norway. And in sport, England cricketer Shoaib Bashir took two debut wickets in an intriguing day of the second test away in India. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
Thanks very much, Tim. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, hopefully we'll keep some sunny intervals throughout the rest of this afternoon. It's a high of 12 degrees and tonight down to just 9 degrees. Tomorrow, again, it's supposed to be fairly overcast throughout the day, but maybe there'll be some sunny intervals around. High of 13 and a low of 10. Similar day on Sunday. Probably fairly overcast, but the odd one or two sunny intervals with any luck. High of 13 and a low of 7. And then a much, much better day on Monday. Sunny intervals throughout the day. A high of 13 and a low of 10.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98 FM.
So good afternoon. Welcome to the show on this sunny afternoon. It wasn't forecast to be like this, but it's been much better than it was supposed to be, which is good. And thanks very much to Keith for 3 great hours today. So my name's Patrick, and this is a show that we call 123 Friday, 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainments. And we've got a very packed show for you today. Guests in both hours, which is great. Let's talk about the music first of all. We'll have the vintage chart at about 2:30. Do stick around for that, won't you, where we go back to the chart this week in 1984 for 3 tracks. Birthdays competition, that's always good fun. That's about 2:45. We've got 3 folks who've had birthdays in recent times and asking you to email in how old you think they are. And they're all really easy ones today. So I hope we get lots of people taking part. We've got Laura Thurlow coming in during the second hour. She's talking about a great charity from Brazil and how their church supports it. But I've got Mark here with me in the first hour. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hello, Patrick.
It's great to have you with us here, Mark. What are you going to be chatting about?
Well, we're going to be talking about my role as a chaplain at the Chelmsford Diocese House of Retreat in Pleshy, just a few miles west of Chelmsford.
Right, and what sort of things happen at Pleshy?
Well, people go there for some peace and quiet, basically, Patrick.
Excellent. That sounds like a very good idea. Cheers. Thanks, Mark.
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Shearing on Phoenix FM.
So that's our show. Do keep it Phoenix, won't you? And starting us off today, we're going back to the album of Lauren Daigle's, self-titled, came out last year. It's nominated for the Grammy Award for the Best Christian Album of the Year. From it, this is Turbulent Skies.
Turbulent skies.
That's Lauren Diego from the album simply called Lauren Diego. That's her first album on a major label, but she's already been nominated for various awards on the previous albums as well. And as I say, that's already nominated for the best Christmas album of 2023 at the Grammy Awards. Look out for that. Germs and the Germs are a band from Oxford that we featured quite often on the station. Yeah, they've got a new track out, and this is called Joy. Jodie and the Germs and Joy, and I should be chatting with Mark fairly soon.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how will people see you? Of traffic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555, or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
And, of course, Spencer always has the update on the new music releases and the new DVD releases as well.
Phoenix FM.
And just before I chat to Mark here, just traffic, it's something that's just come in I need to share with you. On the M25, one lane closed due to a breakdown at Junction 28. That's with the A12, and delays are building. So be aware of that if you're coming along the M25 heading towards the A12, and there are difficulties there at this time. We'll keep you fully updated with everything that's happening on the travel, and there'll be a proper travel update in about 10 minutes time or so, but you really need to know about that if you're on the M25. So, Mark, delighted to have you here with us this afternoon. Plesche, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Patrick, Plesche is a few miles west of Chelmsford, and it's a retreat centre, House of Retreat it's called, and it's a place in the middle of the countryside where people can go for a day, 2 days, 2-3 days, length of time is irrelevant really, and just have a bit of peace and quiet. Today's world is so rushed, so busy, people are so stressed and, haven't got time to think, so much noise in our world today, but sometimes it's good to get away from it all and just have a bit of peace and quiet.
Absolutely. And so can people just book a personal time like that?
Yes, you can do that. There are organised retreats as well, but yes, people can email, book a day or a half day, bring your sandwiches or have a meal in the dining room, and just spend the time on your own in quiet in the house.
Right. So what kind of facilities are you going to find in the place?
Well, the house is really nice. It's got, if you stay overnight, there are some brilliant rooms. Quite a few of them are en suite now. You can spend some time in the library, in the lounge. There's a beautiful chapel. There's another room for meetings if you come with a group. And one of the best things about it, in my point of view, is the grounds. There's an enormous garden, an enormous beautiful garden, which you can spend time in. Okay, if it's the weather's a bit wet, then maybe you might not want to do that all the time. But you can do that. And there's footpaths out into the local countryside, which, if you've got a map, you can spend ages out there as well. So there's masses of things to do there.
So you're making it sound very idyllic, Mark.
I am indeed, yes.
Yeah. So how far away is it from here?
Well, from here, just up the A12 to Chelmsford, however far that is. If you can negotiate your way through Chelmsford around the edge and out towards Great Dunmow, that's where Plesche is. Plesche is a village, small village, and the retreat house is just on the edge of it.
Right. Well, it sounds really good. And what's your role there?
Well, my role is basically as one of the chaplaincy team. There's a team of a number of chaplains, and we try to have a chaplain in every day of the week. So I'm in there at least once a month, sometimes more. And our role is just to be there for people if they want to have a chat with someone. So if they're coming on their own or with a group, really, and they've come for some peace and quiet, they've come to do a bit of praying maybe as well, it could be that they want to talk to a chaplain, to talk things over, the chaplain can act as a sounding board, listen to what they've got to say, and maybe offer a bit of guidance, pray with them if they'd like that. And also, we are responsible for running the three services a day, morning prayer, midday prayer, evening prayer, for those that want to go to that in the chapel. That's the kind of role we have.
Great. Well, that sounds really interesting. Now, supposing you're someone who is for whom faith is not that significant and important in your life, is this somewhere that somebody would still feel comfortable to go?
I think so, because Plesche, although it's run by the Church of England and it's called a retreat house, It's for people of all faiths and none, really, all denominations and none. Even if you have no faith whatsoever, or if you had faith a while ago and you've lost it perhaps, or something like that, you can still come along and spend a morning and afternoon there, and I think you'd find the peace extremely therapeutic.
Yes, because you said right at the beginning of that, people have noisy lives these days.
They do. And people are more concerned these days about their mental health and their mental well-being. And peace and quiet, away from noise and away from stress, for however long it is, if it's just for a few hours, can be enormously helpful. Helps you get regain your perspective,
yes.
Regain your balance.
Yeah, because it's one of these things, actually, isn't it, that in recent times people have become more open to talk about the importance of well-being and mental health and all of that sort of thing.
They have indeed. And there are all sorts of things you can do, as I'm sure people know, but a retreat house, a resource like this, I think it's a very valuable thing for people to take advantage of.
Great, good. Okay, well, we'll come back and we'll find out some of the sort of things that that go on there, sort of organised activities, Mark, after we've had the first of the tracks that you've asked for today. So these are the Beatles, and Here Comes the Sun. So why have we got this?
Well, Patrick, when I was a boy in the 1960s, we were exposed to Beatlemania.
We were.
And the Beatles were a really big part of my life in those days. And I don't like all of their music, I have to be honest. I'm not a great fan of the big ones like She Loves You or I Want to Hold Your Hand or Twist and Shout. But some of the more philosophical, reflective ones I really like, always have done. And this one, Here Comes the Sun, I thought we're really still in the winter, aren't we?
We are.
But spring, summer is on the horizon, distant as it may be. And I think this will just remind us that there's better things to come weatherwise.
Absolutely. And just to remind us too, it comes from the 1969 album Abbey Road, which is number 5 in the 2020 Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest albums of all time.
It's alright, darling. It's
That's the Beatles. And here comes the sun, 25 minutes after one here on a Friday lunchtime, and it's time for this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So I'll give you a little roundup about what's happening locally with the traffic. It's busy around the centre of Billericay along the High Street. They're right up towards the area around Waitrose. That's pretty busy at this time. Centre of Brentwood, too, very busy all the way around Wilson's Corner, particularly along the Ongar Road. That's in that direction. There's more traffic there, really. Also some traffic around by the station at Shenfield as well. We'll just go to, we'll do some one and two other things, then we'll come back to the major thing. The A12 itself is all pretty easy all the way up past Chelmsford and beyond. Chelmsford itself around the Army and Navy, there's a little bit of traffic around there, particularly coming up Van Diemen's Road in that area as well. But the main issues that we've got here now down are considerable on the motorway here. We've got the Brook District, and this is having knock-on effects as well, so every way into the Brook Street roundabout now is particularly busy and building up even as I'm looking at it here. And then that's going all the way up to the junction with the A127 now as well. A really, really long tailback coming up towards the junction there, and it's just building all of the time. So be aware of that, won't you? It's because there is a one lane closed on the M25 due to this breakdown at junction 28 with the A12, so that's obviously having considerable difficulties there. The rest of the motorway looks fine, and when you get down to the bridge and the tunnel, there's no problems down there as well. So we'll keep you abreast about all that's happening with that as well, with the motorway, and as soon as that gets opened up, we'll make sure that you know all about that, but obviously problems there at this time. So 127 here, chatting away with Mark from Pleshy Retreat House, and we've heard about what a lovely place it is, actually, and what a lovely place it is to go and just be quiet. But Mark, there are kind of all kinds of organised activities that happen there as well.
That's right, Patrick, there are. As I said earlier, you can go on your own and just spend your own time there. But if you fancy something a bit more organised for you, there's a whole range of things that happen quite regularly. There's day-long retreats based on creative arts. You can go and do some painting or some craft activities. There are sometimes walking retreats, go out for a walk around the countryside and come back and share together. There's sometimes retreats based on music, singing hymns and songs and so on. I've got an interest in one which I'm leading myself, actually, in August, which is about photography.
Okay.
Camera, go out and take some photographs and come back and have a look at what we've done.
Sounds good.
Or there are some specific subjects, some more sort of Christian religious subjects as well. I mean, the best thing you can do, Patrick, to be honest, is to go onto the Retreat House website, where it's all listed very clearly for you.
Right.
All that's happening this year, anyway.
Okay. Well, that sounds... We'll obviously put all the information about that on on the show blog and things like that. Mm. But basically, if just people look up on any search engine, Pleasure Retreat House, they'll find all of this information.
They will. And there's also, of course, if you're into social media, we're on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and... I was going to say Twitter, but it's now X. Formerly known as Twitter.
Absolutely. Yeah, so absolutely.
If social media is your thing, you can find us on there as well if you just do a search for Pleshy Retreat House.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that does sound really, really good. So tell us a little bit more about your photography retreat.
My photography?
Yeah.
Well, now that I'm a retired Anglican priest, I should make that clear, allegedly retired, okay, as we tend to be. And since retirement, I've... renewed my interest in photography, and I've led two, maybe three quiet days using photography as the subject. And basically, we just go out and see what we can see. Evelyn Underhill, who was a great pioneer in Pleshy in the early days, she said once that for lack of attention, we miss 1,000 little forms of loveliness every day.
Oh.
And we're so busy, as I said earlier, we're so busy, so full of noise, so full of activity, that we don't see what is around us. And photography is my way of actually causing me to stop and look at what's around me and actually see it, you know, in all its beauty.
Right.
So the photography day will be something like that. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like that'd be really kind of like interesting. And if you've got there some of the ideas of some of the other particular things that are coming up.
I have. If I can just scroll down my phone quickly.
Okay. Well, so what's the next one that's coming up?
The next one on the list is interesting, actually. It's called a Scandinavian pilgrimage.
Okay.
It doesn't involve going to Scandinavia, but it involves, you know, becoming a bit more familiar with, it says here, with the spiritual treasures of Norway and Sweden. It's on February the 21st. That's quite soon. After that, we've got the Hymns of Holy Week. That's on March the 26th. Come along and find out more about the origin of some of those hymns and sing them as well. And we've got Through the Garden Gate, a relaxing craft day, April the 11th. A day with Evelyn Underhill, not literally, obviously, because she's no longer with us, but with her writings, June the 15th. And then the Meditation and Creative Art Day, July the 13th. And so it goes on.
Right.
There are also, of course, as well, what we call individual guided retreats. So if you don't want any of those organised subjects like that, and you'd just like to come for a retreat yourself, personally, and have someone to help guide you through it, give you some things to think about, and talk to you now and again, then there are those as well, which are organised for you.
Right, sounds great. And as you say, all the food is provided as well? You can have your food there?
Well, you can bring your own if you want. If you're on a budget, you might want to bring some sandwiches. But you can have all your meals in the house refectory or dining room. Food is excellent. If you come to Plesching and you partake of the food there, you will go back several pounds heavier than when you came.
Great. Yeah.
But yeah, also there are some facilities for self-catering.
Yeah,
why? There's a self-catering cottage, and there's also a block, small block called the Gatehouse, which is fitted out for self-catering too.
Great.
So really, there's all kinds of opportunities.
Absolutely. That sounds great, Mark. Great. Okay, we'll come back in a minute, but the next track that you've chosen for us, Billy Joel, UK number one from 1983, and also number one in Ireland, Australia, New Zealand. It was a USA number three, top 10 in 7 more countries, and it was the second best-selling single in the UK in 1983, and got a wonderful video that always makes me laugh. I put that out on the on my own Facebook page that goes with the show, Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM. So why have we got good old Billy Joel and Uptown Girl?
Well, in 1983, that's a long time ago.
It is.
In those days, before my days as a priest, I was a teacher. And I can remember driving the school minibus on a trip somewhere, and kids always like, you know, Radio 1 or something like that on. And on the radio came this song by Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, and I thought it was fantastic. And I went out and bought the CD the next day. And I like Billy Joel. This is one of my favourites.
As long
Billy Joel and Uptown Girl. And I know a number of years ago, Billy Joel said that he wasn't going to do any more music because of in terms of new music, because he thought he'd done everything that that he could. And then it seems creativity is back. And I read earlier this week that he's producing some new songs, and there could well be a new album coming out a little bit later on. So that's very good news indeed. I must say good afternoon to Chris and Bob in Harlow, who've just emailed us radio@phoenixfm.com, saying that they are listening along today and no doubt getting ready to take part in the competition a little bit later on as well. So that's good to know that they are there. And of course, any of you, you can email me in if you would like to. I'd be delighted to hear from you. So we're talking here with Mark about the retreat house at Pleshy. So Mark, this is quite a historic area.
Indeed, yes. There's been a place of prayer, shall we say, put it like that, in Pleshy for several hundred years. The retreat house itself dates from about 1909, when it was the home for some nuns for several years, till about 1918. And then they left, and the Diocese of Chelmsford bought the place, and it became, I think, the first retreat house of its kind in the country. And it remains one of the few, I think, because many dioceses are having to close theirs down because of lack of money. But Pleshy remains open, thankfully, and we're very pleased about that. So since 1919, there's been this retreat house in Pleshy where there's been prayer and worship and quiet. And there's something about the atmosphere that reflects that, I think.
Yes.
Places like that always have a very peaceful, quiet, prayerful atmosphere, which you can pick up if you go, I think.
Yeah, and of course, one of the things that might surprise people as well, because you say that, firstly, you've given the 100-year history of it there, and the fact that lots of retreat houses are closing down. The facilities at Pleshy, well, we need to emphasise, don't we, are really good, and and lots of money has been spent there over the last sort of like 10 years or so.
Indeed, yes. There's been lots of improvements. The whole of the first floor was converted into ensuite bedrooms a few years ago. So, you know, that's a real bonus, I think,
it is.
These days. There's a big extension called the Orangery, where people can sit and see the gardens and enjoy a cup of tea or coffee at the same time. I'm sure there are plans for the future as well.
Yeah, right, which is great, of course. Are there sort of like support organisations for Pleshy?
There are. There's what was called the Friends of Pleshy, where people can join this little organisation and come now and again for a special day. They have their own retreat, I think, on a particular day. And they donate money as well as helping with gardening and maintenance, all that kind of thing. So if you're keen on helping the retreat house, then the Friends of Pleshy is something you can, again, look at the website. All the details are on there of how you might like to join, be part of that.
Yeah, well, that's good as well, isn't it? That actually there are so many ways that that people can just feel part of the place as well.
It's very much a community.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It isn't a religious house in the sense of having, you know, monks and nuns there, but it is a place of where there is a rhythm of prayer every day, and where the community meets together regularly and supports each other. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's really good. Great, good. Well, thank you for all of that, Mark. So again, remind us again about how you can find it on the web.
Well, the address is fairly simple: www.retreathouseplessy, or one word, .com. But it'll be on your blog, as you say.
It'll be on the blog, but yeah, for those who won't necessarily click that out, that's important. And as you say, this is north of Chelmsford, easy to get through from our area, or indeed on the wider area, wherever people are listening to us today.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Yeah, truly. Thank you very much. Great, good. Okay, the third of the tracks that we've got here, Labby Siffre, Something Inside So Strong, a 1987 UK number 4, and Ireland number 2, and Netherlands number 3, and it won the Ivor Novello Award for the best song of the year musically and lyrically for 1987. So why have we got this track?
Well, as you may know, it dates from the era of apartheid in South Africa.
It does.
Thankfully, that very sad situation has now been rectified, as we know. But whenever I listen to this, I think of other parts of the world, other people who are suffering intolerance, prejudice, discrimination, in whatever form. And the word, something inside so strong, always reminds me that there are people around who are do have the strength to face these things.
Lovely Siffrey and Something Inside So Strong. We'll have the birthdays competition coming along after we've heard all of these.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on a vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails. Savour unforgettable cuisine. And create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Join me, Andy Gilson, every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on, everybody!
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
So that's that time on a Friday lunchtime where we have three artists who've had birthdays in recent times. I give you clues, we play a track, and if you want to take part, you can email me radio@phoenixfm.com. I know lots of people who take part but are never quite brave enough to email in with their answers, but that's fine. And I know a lot of people, of course, listen along when the recording is there as well. And don't forget today's show. It's all being recorded. It'll be up there on the show blog Friday, this second of February 2024. And so here's the first of our three today, and I personally think they're really easy today. They're artists that are well known, sometimes they're fairly obscure. So here's our first one today. Philip David Charles Collins, known of course as Phil Collins, an English singer, drummer, songwriter, record producer and actor. He was the drummer and later the lead singer of the rock band Genesis and had a successful solo career, achieving 3 UK number one singles and 7 number ones in the States as a solo artist. Of course, he's an actor as well, and he's done. He was in the film Buster, and he's done some other things as well. He started off, in fact, on the West End stage playing the Artful Dodger when he was very young indeed. Collins' discography includes 8 studio albums that have sold 33.5 million certified units in the USA alone, and 150 million records sold worldwide, making him one of the world's best-selling artists. So, we're going to go to 1988 for Two Hearts, which was soundtrack from the film of Buster, in which he played the lead role. It charted in 19 countries. It was a USA number one, UK number six Grammy Award for the best song written specifically for a film, and also Golden Globe Award for the best original song. So, the question is, how old do we think Phil Collins is? radio@phoenixfm.com if you would like to take part. Two Hearts, and he's the first of our three artists this afternoon. Good afternoon to Patrick in Ingatestone, who's just been in contact as well, taking part today. Good to have you there, Patrick. And he's the first of our artists today, and you can take part as well by just emailing in radio@phoenixfm.com. Okay, here's another very well-known artist as well for us today. I am being so kind today. So this is Harry Edward Styles, known as Harry Styles, of course. His music career began in 2010 as part of One Direction, a boy band formed on the competition show on British television X Factor, after each member of the band had been eliminated from the solo contest. They went on, of course, to become one of the best-selling boy band groups of all time, going on an indefinite hiatus in 2016. I shouldn't think it's likely that it'll ever come back together, but we'll have to wait and see. Styles released his self-titled debut solo album through Columbia Records in 2017, debuted at number one in the UK, in the US, and was one of the world's top 10 best-selling albums of that particular year, with the lead single Sign of the Times topping the UK singles charts. Styles' second album, Fine Line 2019, again debuted the top of the US Billboard Top 200, with the biggest ever first week sales for an English male artist, and was the most recent album to be included in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. In 2020, the fourth single, Watermelon Sugar, topped the US Billboard Hot 100. Styles' third album, Harry's House 2022, broke several records, widely acclaimed, receiving a Grammy Award for the Album of the Year in 2023. Lead single As It Was became the number one song of 2022 globally as well. My word, Harry Styles. So we're going to go to that song, 2022, As It Was, as we just heard. Lead single from the third studio album, number one in, I wonder if you can guess how many countries it was number one. I'll do that in a minute. USA number one for 15 weeks. UK number one for 10 weeks. 150 million streams by 2022. And to date, 672 million streams on YouTube. I can't even believe that myself, having just said it. Number one in 45 countries. So Harry Styles, as it was. How old's Harry? Harry Styles and as it was, that's the third of our three artists, second of our three artists that we've got today. Third one will be coming up after the news, when we'll be talking also later on with Laura, who is from the Ingatestone Elam Church. She's going to be chatting about a wonderful charity that they support that comes from Brazil. That's all be after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.